Thank you. Let's hear it for Ryan. And let's hear it for all these kids up here. And now let's hear it for you. You know what? It's really awesome that we have all these kids. I grew up just down the street on 9th Ave when it turns into Crandall. And we used to have these talks, and people think that kids don't have a voice. Let's hear your voice. Kids have a voice. And like Ryan was saying, you might not be able to vote. You might sometimes feel like people aren't listening. But when you write a letter, when you talk to adults, they're listening more than you think. Hey, the teachers here, are you guys listening when they talk about some things that are really deep and important? I heard some kids say no, but I see every teacher here nodding their head yes. These guys are listening. These guys and gals, your teachers, they are listening. And it's up to you guys to take examples like Ryan was saying. Shannon Kustachin started the biggest youth movement in the entire country from one of the poorest reserves in the world. She said, hey, this isn't fair. Kids are getting sick. Kids aren't able to learn the same way that other kids are able to in this province and in this country, and it's wrong. Do you guys think that's wrong? Yes! So on April 27th, can you convince your teachers, your parents, whoever it might be, to let you guys write some letters, to let you guys do some art, to let you guys say, hey, this is wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah? Can I hear it one more time? All right, so April 27th, next Wednesday, all the kids here are going to make sure that their voices are heard, and all these teachers are going to make sure that their voices are heard, right? Another really good way to get your voice heard is through the arts. And right now, we're going to have the Arts After School kids do what they do best, entertain you with some songs, so let's hear it for them.